T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is Giving Tuesday. Okay, this is a John Reed thing, but I had a Tuesday, and so I said, I got this covered. And, you know, where else would I go but my friends at Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU? And I am joined today by Lauren Moore, who is the president and CEO of the Children's Hospital Foundation. Did I do that right?
Yes, you got it right.
Okay. And Suzanne Britt, the director of the Children's Pavilion and administrator for the Department of Pediatrics.
You got it.
Okay, good. Welcome. Thank you guys for being here today.
Thank you for having us. We're really excited to be here.
Okay, so we have a lot to cover today, but I really want to start with the excitement, the newness that you guys have. You know, Children's Hospital, you said been around since 1920.
That's right. We're about to celebrate our 100th birthday next year.
That is crazy. And celebrating in a huge way. Groundbreaking was earlier this month the new hospital. Tell us all about it.
Well, we are really excited. First, I want to say, if anybody is listening that has given to the Children's Hospital, we want to say thank you. We are in a really exciting time, and building a children's hospital that will be a city block dedicated to the care for children, that'll be done by the end of 2022. So if you're on Marshall Street between 10th and 11th, you're seeing some activity happen right now.
Talk about the new building. I was telling you guys off air, I saw the artist rendering. It's modern, it's sleek, it's gorgeous. It's going to be a great addition to the Richmond skyline.
Yeah, 86 private rooms with bathrooms, 300 square feet each room. Be plenty of space to care for kids. And then the thing that we're most excited about is all of the amenities that'll be there for children and families.
Talk to me about this new building. Just being able to do more. But in addition to that, what was the importance of getting this new building built?
So right now we're a hospital within a hospital, which means the care for children is happening intermingled with adult spaces. And we all know that kids are different. They have different needs. So having a space that's completely dedicated to them and to their families is a really big deal for us. The other thing that's a really big deal is having private patient rooms, as Suzanne said. Right now we have a lot of double occupancy space, which is not great. If you're a family, you're going through a really stressful time, you want your space, and kids come with a lot of stuff. They've got their toys. They've got their, you know, they're still kids.
We need stuff. All of us need stuff.
We all need stuff, right? So we need space for that stuff. And so we are really excited about the experience that families will have coming to a private patient room.
Okay. Construction like this isn't free, obviously, and it's definitely not cheap. Talk about the capital campaign surrounding this and kind of the timetable you guys are dealing with.
So the hospital will open in 42 months, which is a very aggressive timetable. And so our fundraising campaign is right along with it. The building right now is stated to be over $350 million. Of that, we are raising $100 million. And the Children's Hospital Foundation has gifts that are issuing a challenge to the community. The first $30 million that's given to the project will be matched one for one, which we're really excited about, hopefully garnering a little excitement and a little competition to be able to take advantage of those matching dollars. So we have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of money to raise, but we're excited about the community galvanizing around this project.
We're talking to ladies from the Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU, doing great work and exciting new times with this new construction. Okay, so let's just talk about whether it's part of the capital campaign or just in general, donating to the Children's Hospital. I mean, a lot of times you can say, well, my donation, my $25 may not matter, but just donations matter no matter what level you're talking about, right?
Yeah, so a gift to Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU really provides the support necessary to build and grow the people we have, our programs, and the places we have on our campus. And we use these gifts that are really so generous to support, to recruit new physicians, to bring new talent to the region, to create innovative programs, and build places specific for children and families that really have those nuances and play areas and toys and things that are specific for the patients that we serve.
I know that's critical for the work that you guys do. Just talk, you know, you guys have really done a really creative job of generating gifts in different ways. First of all, just individuals who want to support you, and then corporate giving as well. How big has been some of the working relationships with the corporations, especially locally?
It's been incredible. We have great sponsors for our 4-miler, which happens at the end of September the 28th. We have sponsors for our foundation ball, which is a high-end event if you want to put your tux on, and the corporate community's really rallied around us. Another really great example, you know, about talking about how every gift matters, schools around the Commonwealth participate in our Change for Children program. So literally pennies at a time, about $30,000 a year is raised by children in the Commonwealth of Virginia. So gifts at all sizes matter and make a difference, especially when they come together for something really good.
I'm very proud to be a part of the Big River Rivalry High School Football. I'm very involved in high school football locally, and that All-Star game that we started 6 years ago, every year, that is the benefactor of that is Children's Hospital. And we've had your colleague Stephanie Allen out to our banquet each year to present her a check, and it's one of the things I'm proudest of, that game and that annual event is involved with you guys as well. Talk about I'd like to hear from both of you on this, and that is, you know, for you two, this is a job. Okay, let's not, it is a job, but it is a job that brings with it emotion. Just talk about the emotional impact of what you guys have to do on a day in, day out basis.
So for me, it's a job, but it's also a calling. And to sit down with people who want to make a difference in the lives of our community and the most important asset in our community, our children, is a real gift. And to sit down with people who have the ability, particularly to do really impactful things, make really significant investments that will make a difference, it's really powerful. And so a lot of times people are like, Lauren, I don't know how you ask people for money for a living. And I'm like, I don't. I'm a professional matchmaker. I connect people who want to do it, who want to make the difference, and show them how they can do it. And to see the joy on people's faces when they're making that kind of difference, whether it's a schoolroom that has been really excited about what they've done for Change for Children, or a donor who's giving us $1 million, it's a really, really special thing to see play out.
Suzanne?
Yeah, for me, it's just such a privilege. I mean, we work with such a vast multidisciplinary team of physicians, nurses, teachers, therapists, who all come together like a team to work for individual patients and advocate for individual patient problems. And so for me, it's watching that team come together. It's hiring and recruiting those team members. The other piece for me is impact. So this past year, we saw over 250,000 patients in our outpatient setting. That's across all of our medical locations, therapy, and pediatric dentistry. So for me, it's such a big impact in this community, and you really cannot take for granted, you know, the kindness you show someone in a moment of need really makes a huge difference in how their entire future is shaped. So it's a true privilege.
For either one of you, I know, you know, a lot of times, you know, there are the outpatient facilities, but also there are times when these kids have to be inpatient for a period of time. Are there ways that people who want to find a unique way to support Children's Hospital, are there ways to support the family members who have to be here for long periods of time?
There certainly are, and we get calls like that all the time, people that want to either make gifts in kind or look at volunteer opportunities. And so for that, I just encourage people to reach out to us so we can plug that in the right way. Everything from greeting to being in our outpatient setting, and we have Arthur Ashe Books for Kids carts throughout the setting. So when kids come, they can leave with a book, which is really wonderful. So there's lots of opportunities, and we have great volunteer plugins for people if that's something that really gets you excited.
Okay. We have lots of workplaces who like to, you know, fundraise, drives, bring in gifts and things that we can give. I mean, one of the most important things that we want to make sure people realize is, you know, a children's hospital is unique because we don't just provide care to the patient, we're also supporting the family.
Right.
So when your child's hospitalized, those small things make a big difference.
That's awesome. Okay, so if someone wants to volunteer or write you a big fat check, what's the best way to reach out to you?
Visit chfrichmond.org and visit our contact list. You can reach out to me directly or a member of our team, and we'll be there ready to help plug you in.
You guys keep up the great work. Good luck with the capital campaign. And if we can ever help, just let us know.
Thank you so much for having us.
Okay, that's Suzanne Britt and Lauren Moore from Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. This week's Giving Tuesday segment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.